DeAndre entered the open door and stopped short as she saw him sitting at the head of the table. He was dressed in a charcoal gray suit with a dark gray shirt underneath, and he had on a red silk tie. His jet-black hair was combed back from his forehead. He did not look up when she entered, his attention on an iPad he had in his hand. "Good morning," she said cheerfully, heading to the table. He looked up, and his dark blue eyes swiftly took in the faded denims and the polo shirt she was wearing, and then he nodded, returning to the device in his hand. "Good morning to you, too, and how are you doing?" she muttered beneath her breath as she laid out the pastries onto the trays.
"Were you saying something to me?"
His deep voice sounded behind her, causing her to jump. She turned around with a smile on her face. "My mother sent something especially for you." She had a scone with strawberry fillings on a plate and brought it over to him. He looked at her quizzically and then at her. "I can assure you it is not poisoned," she told him with a straight face. He did not smile, but took the thin white plate from her and put it beside him on the table. "Anything else I can do for you? Perhaps pour you some coffee?" Her tone was tinged with sarcasm. His eyes narrowed as he looked at her.
"I take it black," he told her
with a slight amusement in his tone. DeAndre stared into his deep blue eyes, not believing that he had really asked her to pour his coffee. She turned and went to get the coffee, unaware that he was watching her. Their eyes met as soon as she turned around, and she lifted her brow at him as she came forward with the steaming cup of coffee. "Is that it, or do you want me to collate some documents as well?" she asked him, her voice frosty.
"This is good, thank you."
This time he was openly amused as he looked at her.
"Maybe next time."
Without a word, she turned and got her box and walked out, but he stopped her at the door.
"Miss Mason?"
She turned to look at him.
"Tell your mother thanks."
She stared at him for a moment, not believing that he really remembered her name. "I will," she told him loftily, and left. Mikhail leaned back in his chair and stared after her, his expression thoughtful. He had not really noticed her the first time, but today he realized how beautiful she was. The clothes she wore did nothing to detract from her beauty, but gave her a careless sensuality that made him aware of her. He had noticed how well the faded denim sat on her and how petite she was. He stopped with a frown as his thoughts wandered, and with an impatient sigh, he took up the coffee and started drinking it, forcing his mind back to the business at hand.